Professional Code of Ethics. Most brokerage firms have adopted a code of ethics that license holders must follow. The firm's code of ethics can be attached to or made a part of an independent contractor agreement signed by the sponsored license holder. It would be prudent to review the code of ethics occasionally to underscore the fact that it is an important guide to business behavior and not just a document signed and hidden away in a file. When confronting an ethical issue, the code of ethics can be a guide to its solution. The National Association of Realtors, founded in 1908, is America's largest trade association, representing 1.4 million members. Membership is composed of residential and commercial realtors, who are brokers, sales agents, property managers, appraisers, counselors, and others engaged in all aspects of the real estate industry. Members belong to one or more of some 1,200 local associations/boards and 54 state and territory associations of realtors. They are pledged to a strict code of ethics and standards of practice. The term realtor is a registered collective membership mark that identifies a real estate professional who is a member of the National Association of Realtors and subscribes to its strict code of ethics. The code of ethics is so highly regarded as a model for ethical conduct that it became the basis for real estate license laws in many cases. In addition to the code of ethics, members may take advantage of tools such as marketing materials, forms, and educational materials. Membership is voluntary. Therefore, not all license holders are realtors. Members or not, all license holders are regulated by the Texas Real Estate Commission and must abide by TREC rules and regulations. The National Association of Realtors and other trade associations receive complaints alleging ethics violations against their members. Such complaints can be directed to the local association to which the member belongs. Typically, a grievance panel will conduct an initial review to determine if the complaint alleges a violation of the organization's code of ethics. If there is an alleged ethics violation, a hearing panel will convene to hear testimony and the presentation of evidence. Decide whether a violation of the association's code of ethics occurred, and order any warranted disciplinary action. Disciplinary action could include bullet, a reprimand, bullet, a fine, bullet, probation, bullet, suspension of membership, bullet, revocation of membership, or bullet, any combination of the above actions. The panel will advise the parties of any rights to appeal the decision. Pathways to professionalism. By the National Association of Realtors. While the Code of Ethics and Standards of Practice of the National Association of Realtors establishes objective, enforceable, ethical standards governing the professional conduct of realtors, it does not address the issues of courtesy or etiquette. Based on input from many sources, the Professional Conduct Working Group of the Professional Standards Committee developed the list of professional courtesies on the following page for use by realtors on a voluntary basis. This list is not all-inclusive and may be supplemented by local customs and practices. Based on input from many sources, the Professional Conduct Working Group of the Professional Standards Committee developed the list of professional courtesies on the following page for use by realtors on a voluntary basis. This list is not all-inclusive and may be supplemented by local custom and practice. These professional courtesies are intended to be used by realtors on a voluntary basis and cannot form the basis for a professional standards complaint. Respect for the public. 1. Follow the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. 2. Respond promptly to inquiries and requests for information. 3. Schedule appointments and showings as far in advance as possible. 4. Call if you are delayed or must cancel an appointment or showing. 5. If a prospective buyer decides not to view an occupied home, promptly explain the situation to the listing broker or the occupant. 6. Communicate with all parties in a timely fashion. 7. When entering a property, ensure that unexpected situations, such as pets, are handled appropriately. 8. Leave your business card if not prohibited by local rules. 9. Never criticize property in the presence of the occupant. 10. Inform occupants that you are leaving after showings. 11. When showing an occupied home, always ring the doorbell or knock and announce yourself loudly before entering. Knock and announce yourself loudly before entering any closed room. 12. Present a professional appearance at all times, dress appropriately, and drive a clean car. 13. If occupants are home during showings, ask their permission before using the telephone or bathroom. 14. Encourage the clients of other brokers to direct questions to their agent or representative. 15. Communicate clearly. Don't use jargon or slang that may not be readily understood. 16. Be aware of and respect cultural differences. 17. Show courtesy and respect to everyone. 18. Be aware of and meet all deadlines. 19. Promise only what you can deliver and keep your promises. 20. Identify your realtor and your professional status in contacts with the public. 21. Do not tell people what you think. Tell them what you know. Respect for property. 1. Be responsible for everyone you allow to enter listed property. 2. Never allow buyers to enter listed property unaccompanied. 3. When showing property, keep all members of the group together. 4. Never allow unaccompanied access to property without permission. 5. Enter property only with permission, even if you have a lockbox key or combination. 6. When the occupant is absent, leave the property as you found it. Lights, heating, cooling, drapes, etc. If you think something is amiss, for example, vandalism, contact the listing broker immediately. 7. Be considerate of the seller's property. Do not allow anyone to eat, drink, smoke, dispose of trash, use bathing or sleeping facilities, or bring pets. Leave the house as you found it, unless instructed otherwise. 8. Use sidewalks. If weather is bad, take off shoes and boots inside property. 9. Respect sellers' instructions about photographing or videographing their property's interiors or exteriors. Respect for peers. 1. Identify your realtor and professional status in all contacts with other realtor. 2. Respond to other agents' calls, faxes, and emails promptly and courteously. 3. Be aware that large electronic files with attachments or lengthy faxes may be a burden on recipients. 4. Notify the listing broker if there appears to be inaccurate information on the listing. 5. Share important information about a property, including the presence of pets, security systems, and whether sellers will be present during the showing. 6. Show courtesy, trust, and respect to other real estate professionals. 7. Avoid the inappropriate use of endearments or other denigrating language. 8. Do not prospect at other realtors' open houses or similar events. 9. Return keys promptly. 10. Carefully replace keys in the lockbox after showings. 11. To be successful in the business, mutual respect is essential. 12. Real estate is a reputation business. What you do today may affect your reputation and business for years to come. Ethics and Business Principles for New Realtors by the National Association of Realtors. At the beginning of their real estate careers, fledgling agents typically focus primarily on prospecting for listings, finding buyers, and locating them new homes, and closing their first transactions. Understandably, since income is tied to production, and it does generally take a few months to get going in such a competitive business, many new agents feel thrust into an unfamiliar environment and enter into a learn-as-you-go mode of existence. However, learn-as-you-go is not always the best approach, especially when it comes to good business practices and ethics for real estate agents who are members of NAR. Learning about the daily duties of the real estate business will not only help you build a strong foundation in the business that will last, but it will also ensure that you are in the business for as long as you choose to be. Doing things right the first time will be the key to your prosperity and building of your referral business. The basic principles of the Realtor Code of Ethics are bullet truthfulness in advertising and statements, bullet duties to clients, bullet respecting exclusive relationships of other realtors and their clients, bullet cooperation with other brokers. It is important to note that the Code of Ethics serves as the basis for many of the real estate laws that govern the practice of real estate. When real estate disputes are brought into the court systems, it is the Code of Ethics that the practitioner is held accountable to, especially if the case is unclear or open to interpretation. In these types of cases, the courts almost always look to the standards of industry practice. New realtors should read and reread the Code of Ethics in their beginning years. This component is an accordion comprised of collapsible content panels containing display text. Select the item titles to toggle the visibility of these content panels. The Code of Ethics contains 17 articles under which standards of practice are listed. The code is updated every year, and realtors should read the updated codes. Here are a few examples of situations that a beginning agent may find himself or herself in, and how he or she may look to the Code of Ethics for the standards of practice that are expected of him or her. Article 1. Article 1 is a daily reminder of a realtor's primary function as a real estate agent. The agent should never put his interests above those of his client. Article 1 also states that agents must be honest with all parties to a transaction, not only their clients, but also with the other parties to the transaction. Example: Mike is an agent with Shiny House Realty. As a means of promoting in-house listings, Mike's brokerage offers bonuses to the company's agents for each in-house listing that they sell. Mike then represents a buyer who requires a swimming pool for health and fitness reasons. Mike shows the buyer several properties in a particular subdivision, including an in-house listing with a swimming pool. The buyer purchases the home. Some months later, the buyer lodges an ethics complaint against Mike for not showing him a similarly priced listing in the same neighborhood with a swimming pool better suited for his health needs. After a hearing, it was determined that Mike chose not to show the other property because of his bonus incentive for selling an in-house listing. Therefore, he violated Article 1 because he put his own interests, bonus incentive, ahead of his clients. Article 2. Article 2 reiterates the necessity of being honest when dealing with all parties and requires full disclosure for all pertinent facts relating to the property and the transaction to the buyer and slash or seller. Example: James was asked by his seller client not to disclose to potential buyers that the roof leaks. What should James do? Per Article 2, James must disclose the leak in the roof, and as stated Article 1, he must be honest with all parties. In other words, James must not misrepresent or conceal pertinent information and facts about the property. Strong ethical practices, especially in this respect, are vital to your reputation and success in real estate. If you represent a seller who asks you to conceal facts about his property, you will want to remind your seller about your duty to disclose and that an inspection will uncover any property defects. Do not set yourself up to take the fall on behalf of your seller. Let a dubious seller know that is not the way you do business. You can also decide to fire your seller if he or she insists on your concealing property defects from potential buyers. Article 3. Article 3 states that realtors are obligated to cooperate with other brokers in the sale of listings. However, this article does not include the obligation to share commissions, fees, or to compensate another broker. This article has a significant effect on the practice of real estate. Example: You make your first sale and are attending the closing. Do you expect to be compensated for your role in finding the buyer and bringing the sale to the closing? Of course you do. However, according to the Code of Ethics, as a cooperating broker, you may not assume that the offer of cooperation includes an offer of compensation. This very situation is unlike any other industry. Imagine if car dealerships operated this way. Article 12. Article 12 expresses how vital it is for you to build trust with other agents and your clients through truthful advertising, marketing, and other forms of representation. Example: Agent Mike creates a neighborhood newsletter as a means of prospecting for business. One section of his newsletter is titled Recently Sold, under which he lists several transactions in the neighborhood that he pulled from the MLS. Another agent, Susan, creates a similar neighborhood newsletter, also with a section of recently sold houses pulled from the MLS. Mike is called before the board of the local association for violating a true picture in his advertising. Here is why Mike violated Article 12, misleading his readers by implying that he had listed and sold all of the properties listed in the recently sold section of his neighborhood newsletter. Susan did not mislead readers because she included a disclaimer that she took the information from the MLS and that she did not claim to have personally listed or sold the properties listed. A good rule of thumb is to run all of your advertising and marketing materials by your broker or sales manager for proofing and editing before you publish them. Article 16. Article 16 clearly states that realtors are not to interfere with or contact buyers or sellers who already have an exclusive relationship with another agent unless you have express authorization from the agent to do so. Example: Mike is in the grocery store, and as always, he is wearing his name tag as a means of marketing his services. Glenda spots Mike in the frozen foods aisle, attracted by his name tag that announces to the world that he is a realtor. Glenda approaches Mike and tells him that she is unhappy with her current listing agent. She asks him if he would like an opportunity to sell her home. What should Mike do? To avoid violating Article 16 of the Code of Ethics, Mike should tell Glenda that he would be open to listing the home for her in the future, but only upon the expiration of the existing agreement that she has with another agent. Realtors should not use MLS data to solicit another agent's current client. Since brokers are required to share listing information through the MLS, other agents are not allowed to seize this as an opportunity to solicit other agents' current clients. Visit the National Association of Realtors website for case studies and more information related to ethics and the Code of Ethics. www.nar.realtor.com